Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's top 11 week. Enjoying it. I would say, actually, we've posted on the website all the individual personalities. So you can go to 94WIP.com. By the way, while you're there at 94WIP.com/top11, you can vote on your favorite WIP personalities, your top 11 list. That is not staff voting, only listener voting. And we will reveal that list on Friday. We'll get to the Eagles Inside of the Year power ranking bounties in a moment. 215-592-9494. Raji in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Raj?
Yo, what's up, Spike? How you doing, fellas? How you doing, Ike?
What up, Raj?
Yo, what up, man? I love the show. man, I was tripping on, you know, Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys and Sly and Stone, you know, but I forgot about this AI music, so I gotta give it props for the talent they got. I didn't see that coming, but I'm scared like you guys. I was kind of tripping out about that. I thought he was trying to get a job on WIP or something.
Yeah, yeah. He definitely wanted a regular spot. But yeah, I can't blame him for shooting a shot. But
true.
I am going to judge him a little bit differently than if a musician called us and said they wanted to write and record songs for us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's a little bit different. A little bit different.
Well, in honor of Sly and Stone, different strokes for different folks.
Yes.
So I think this top 11 list is apropos for that.
Yep.
I kind of like the list that you guys had. I just had a question because I was making my list, and I wanted to see if you guys vibe with this. So I made the list, and then I made a separate list of, like, top 5 overachievers, top 5 underachievers.
Oh.
And the reason I did that is to see if those lists match up with my top 11, and that will help kind of decide if the top 11 is valid or not. So, like, Zach Bond's a third-round pick. I didn't expect much from him.
So he's an overachiever. Yep.
Same with now, I get the argument about Jalen Hurts. He had a lot of support, but he was a second-round pick versus all the other quarterbacks that are first-round picks usually.
Yeah, I think saying Jalen Hurts is an overachiever is absolutely fine. You know, second round pick going to 2 Super Bowls, winning one. You could have said Russell Wilson was a second round pick as well.
Third round pick.
There you go. So we were one pick away from him, right?
Yeah, we got Foles though.
Oh, really?
It was
the same
draft. That was the Foles draft. Yeah.
Okay. So Bond overachiever, Jalen overachiever. What else?
Embiid's an underachiever.
I think that's fair.
I think Bryce Harper's, he's kind of where he is. You know,
yeah, I agree.
Playoff performances matter too. So, I mean, if I put all of them together, I'm not mad at anybody's list as long as we kind of put that in perspective as a criteria. But on a basketball tip, bro, I just wanted to see if you guys are receptive to this. Like, now, the question, Spike and Ike, you guys are hoop. I mean, I just want to see if you guys are more on line with, like, just sitting there and eating Embiid and Paul George's contract for the remainder of their tenure or contract because of the second apron? Or would you be willing to trade, like, maybe not this third pick, but like a future first round pick, maybe McCain and Embiid or Paul George for like Jaren Jackson?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't. First of all, I'll let Ike answer.
No, go ahead.
I'm barely trading Jerryn McCain for anything. Is where I sit right now. Given
or
what,
Maxey then.
Well, okay, different conversation. I think Jerryn Jackson is a nice little player that we would be maddened watching. He doesn't rebound. He fouls out all the time. He's like a really good defensive player, but he's not.
Defensive player of the year.
Yeah, but you're going to have to pay him now. Like, you're going to have to pay him more than I think he's worth. And I don't think we're right on the verge. Like, I would not do that. I wouldn't. And by the way, I don't think Memphis would do it. I don't think Memphis is blowing it up. I think Memphis is trying to avoid salary hell and because they have to pay Jerryn Jackson.
And Ja.
And Ja, right. Yeah.
True.
Yeah, so the biggest problem with that for me is McCain. Now, would I give up, you know, Paul George, a future first, and something else for Jerryn Jackson? Maybe. I'm not giving up McCain, though. What are your thoughts on
that? Yeah, I'm pretty much there with you. I wouldn't do Embiid. I don't think Memphis would take Embiid, but I wouldn't do Embiid. I'm going down with the ship with him. Like, either he plays here or he retires. So, but Paul George, if you want to trade Paul George and Maxey, not for Jerryn Jackson though. I need more of a wing player. I need a 6'7", 6'8" wing guy, preferably not 37 years old.
Yes,
that makes sense. Just quick question. I'll hang up. But
yeah.
Do you think, you know, I heard people saying the Lakers might take Embiid for something, but like, do you think with this current finals of Pacers OKC that the moving forward, that your big man, your five or your four, has got to be able to switch out and run the court, which is counterproductive to an Embiid or a Gobert or a big slow guy in the middle like an anchor? Thanks for time.
All right, Rush. Yeah. I think
the game is moving towards that.
Yeah, it's good to have him.
Yep.
I mean, Denver just won a title.
That's true.
With Jokic,
we know
he ain't
moving nowhere. Yeah.
I guess it's just, and by the way, for all we say about Gobert, they were just in the Western Conference Finals 2 years in a row with Gobert.
Yep.
So like, you could say that he's preventing them, but I could also say Minnesota hasn't been to the Western Conference Finals in forever until they got Gobert.
Yeah.
They had Cat forever and didn't get there. So I don't think so. I think a healthy Embiid or a playing Embiid gives you enough positive to lose that little bit about being switchable on the wing.
Yeah.
And like, there's different ways to win. I think what is being proven in the NBA right now is that there are different ways to win. I still think you can win with a superstar. By the way, the Thunder are about to win a title with a superstar for all this we don't need superstars thing.
Right.
They're about to win a title with a superstar.
MVP, yeah.
He scored 33 points a game. Like, so I don't know. I still think you can win with a center, but the center has to be good enough to a big center to make up for what you're losing defensively with the other guys.
Yeah.
And you need other guys to be able to do it. The biggest problem with the Sixers is not that Embiid isn't switchable, it's that like the rest of their lineup isn't. If you can surround him with guys who can switch all the time, he's a good enough anchor defensively, again, if he is playing against the rim.
Well, they're going to take the Duke kid.
They're not going to take Knipple. Well, they're not going to take him at three.
No, he's talking about the center.
Oh, dude, that guy sucks. Malak? Dude, okay.
I saw your tweet.
Dude, okay, so I only do, my scouting is watching YouTube.
Of course, that's.
But here's the thing.
That's me too.
Yeah, I don't watch, but here's the thing. In the highlights, it's supposed to, that's how
it's
you can get tricked.
Yes,
dude,
yes.
I was looking at Malawash highlights. One of them was him setting a screen. Dude, if they cannot fill a 7-minute video with the highlights of him dunking and blocking shots.
Shoot a 15-footer or something.
Right. Like, I was like, the first minute and a half, I was like, is that a highlight? Dude,
you're gonna make me go watch the highlights.
Let me tell you, if they draft Malawash, he's not even good enough to be a backup. Well, I guess he could be a backup right now.
I like Bona.
Bona highlights are more impressive than Common Malawash. That's his name.
I really hope Billy King's driving around listening.
Billy Malawash is not. Well, certainly he maybe 5 years from now, but.
Right.
Oh my God! With the third pick, I'd have a heart attack. Just Absolutely not. All right, we will get to the Eagles Insider of the Year bounties, but we have something more important to tell you. By the way, got a text message a little bit ago from my sister-in-law, Paige. It was a photo. It was a Blue Chew wrapper that she saw at the Frank Farley Service Plaza on the ground.
That's what I'm talking about. Somebody got it in.
That's what we do down there. We were there a couple weeks ago.
Quick, fast, in a hurry, man. Yeah. Do what you got to do.
Well, the great thing about Blue Chew is because it's a chewable, if you need it immediately, you don't need a glass of water to swallow that thing.
I do notice there's a lot of trucks that stop there.
What? Yeah, well, you never know.
That's where Jerry could take in, you know, Jerry the truck horn drive.
He could have. Yeah. If he had a Blue Chew.
I was whacking that thing.
All right. We want you to perform, whether it is in a parking lot somewhere, legally, hopefully, in your bedroom. We want you to perform peak of your performance. Mm-hmm. And to get peak performance once again, you may not perform like you used to. Blue Chew gets it done.
Yeah.
Just gets it done. It's the same stuff, same active ingredients as Cialis and Viagra and Levitra and Staxin. As I mentioned, it's a chewable.
Yeah.
Ike, how about we give it to him for free?
That's what I'm talking about. Give it to him free.
Jack, swallow it.
How do you spell free, Jack?
F-R-E-E.
You go to bluechew.com, use code 94. Just do it. Go to bluechew.com, use code 94. You're going to get your first month for free. You're only going to pay for the shipping. Here's the good news. You're going to be like, well, they're going to make me go to the doctor's office. Nope.
No shot.
No shot.
You do it at bluechew.com. And then I know what you're saying is like, oh, well, I'm going to have to go wait in line in the pharmacy to pick it up. Nope. You don't have to do that either because they're going to ship it to you in a discreet
hard
package. And it's all made and shipped here in the USA.
No tariffs?
No tariffs. It means it's cheaper. If you've been thinking about this, now's the time to do it. We're paying for your first month. Go to bluechew.com, use code 94. Your first month is free. You only pay for the shipping. And then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it. Do it. Chew it.
All right.
So I got a quick question.
Yeah.
Off the Blue Chew read.
Yeah.
At what point do we step it up and bring the wives into the read?
Guys like to be stroked.
Jack, see a vowel come on.
Yeah. Should be right here.
Call her. You got her number.
Yeah, talk about their experiences.
I'm just saying, yeah.
The one time my wife comes on the show is to talk about
what do you
Bluetooth.
Think? Yeah, how am I?
Yep. Am I performing? We've been together 15 years.
Yeah. Is my performance better?
Yeah. What do you think?
Am I in your top 11?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, my
I
God.
I feel like I needed to say that.
Yep.
I've been thinking about that for a while.
No time soon. At least on my end, I don't think.
Never.
Might get AI Val to do it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure she'd be thrilled.
We can get AI versions. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That was awesome.
All right.
It's called a big dose of D.
All right. That was too. That one was too far.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Yeah. All right.
So, hardest wood I had ever touched.
Do you have any more before I start talking again?
That hammer is real, for real. All right.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
There it is. Okay. Wednesdays at 4:30, we normally do the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, but there hasn't been a lot of movement recently.
No.
So
they could use a blue chip.
They could. So what we're going to do now is give out some bounties, because you might think, oh, there's nothing going on with the Eagles right now, but there's information that we need. We need it. So we're putting out bounties to the Eagles insiders, and these specific things will help in your power rankings right now. The first thing we need to know from our Eagles insiders is the length and amount of Nick Sirianni's contract extension.
Yes.
It is shocking to me that this information has not been found out by any of the drones covering the team.
You know how long the contract is when he signed it?
Yes.
Like, originally?
Yes.
5-year deal. Everyone knew it.
I want to know how much it is, and I want to know for how long it is. By the way, I think Nick deserves every penny, no matter how much it is.
So this was his final year of that deal?
Yeah, he's entering
this would have been the final this year been of the his final first year. Deal.
Yes. Yeah. All right, here's the other thing. A couple other bounties we have for the Eagles insiders. I need to know if there are any teammates at Jalen Hurts' wedding.
Big one.
By the way, anyone. Aside from Stevie Wonder, is the only person we know is there, and his wife.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I want to know the guest list.
This would be big information.
Yeah.
It would be. So that is on the bounty. The other one. Did they really think Jihad Campbell was an edge when they drafted him? Elliot said that a bunch of times he believed that they think of him as an edge, so on and so forth. How he has hedged every time he's been asked the question. Same with Vic Fangio. I need to know the truth, the real story of the conversations in the draft room. And the final thing I would like to know is, why did Ty Robinson slip to the 4th round if everybody thinks he's so good?
That's a big one.
I haven't heard anybody say it. You know, Baldy said he's better than Milton Williams right away.
Jalen Carter's talked about how much of a monster he is in practice.
What's going on?
Why did he slip to the 4th?
And everyone's like, oh, his age. But please, he's like 23. He's not 38. You know, how many years do you need him to be on the Eagles? You know what I'm saying? He could be on the Eagles for a decade and still get a big contract after he leaves.
Yep.
So those are the bounties we have out there. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Both of these guys were left off the official top 11 list. Who is more deserving of being on the list, Zach Bond or Trey Turner? 63.7% say Zach Bond. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Wow, man. Is this the Foxhole show?
It is the Foxhole show. Of course it is.
You guys, I remember a couple months ago, if you were on a day, you got the Foxhole, you know, label, you got the little collar, you got, you know, free passes to the weekend gig.
Yep.
So, first of all, we know college athlete, AAA baseball guy with a sore arm. He's not a Foxhole guy, because as soon as you back him up in the corner, man, I love you, Fritz, but you know, you get backed up at a corner and you start taking swings or kicking for the crotches, you're pulling ears. You know, so
sounds like a winner to me.
Other Foxhole guys will do that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
There's still one king of the Foxhole.
That's like, not how the Foxhole works.
I didn't think so.
It's like you get backed in the corner on your top 11 list.
Yeah.
And you start dropping Devin's list and how bad her list is. I'm at least the third worst. I can't be the second worst because you should see Devin's. Come on, man.
All I'm saying is he said I was second worst to the camera, and it's not. Devin's is second worst. If I have to be third, that's fine. Devin had Matvei Michkov ahead of Zach Wheeler.
Well, remember you guys said, like, we're all black on Friday night, show up around 2 a.m. We got something to do. I can't be there. Just letting you know. I can't
wow.
be there.
So you're saying none of us are foxhole guys. What about Ike?
Listen, I know I can trust Ike.
That's true. Oh, yep. There it is. Yep. He's the best. Yeah, we get it. Yep.
There it is.
Hurricane. You know. You
wait
know
a minute. Hold up, Nick. You say you can trust Ike. Corey from Columbus just had me number 8 on his top 11 WIP personalities, and Ike's like, well, at least I was number 1, and Jack was number 2.
Yeah, and Ike was like, I agree with the list.
I didn't really think about that.
Well, now I know how you operate in the foxhole.
And he threw Donovan under the bus last week when a caller said you guys choked because the quarterback in the playoffs. He said, yeah, I agree.
About it. Yep. You know what? Yeah. All right, I'm about to
Listen, you know, you made him unload. See, they had to go dig in the barrel.
Yep. Backed into a corner. You may have a point,
Nick.
Can
I give you my top 11 real quick?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm going to start with red Ferraris, comfortable pillows, streaming TV, and I'm being facetious. Because here's my Spike.
Yeah.
If we're going to have a top 11 list, we need a little more criteria.
No.
Like, I know we said everybody get to decide what your criteria is.
Here's the thing, Nick. Here's the thing. Hall of Fame, barely any criteria. MVP, barely any criteria. These things are better when they are left open to the voters.
Yes.
So like, this is, how many times have we had the argument about MVP about, like, value or best, right? We'll say, well, he means the most to his team, but this guy played the best and blah, 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 blah. These things are better when we leave it open to the imagination of the voters.
My only thing, I think this is the second year you're doing this, correct?
Yes.
And Ike, how long did Spike say he's going to be in contract with you? Like, he can't retire until
a
when?
A decade.
Yeah, 10 years at least.
A decade. So, yeah. So
again, there's no plan for Fritz in that whole thing, by the way.
I
know.
You're going to be here more than a decade, buddy. You're 9 years old.
So hopefully we've done this 11 years, maybe 12.
Yeah.
So it should be at least 50% what you did this year. It can't be 75% on your resume and 25 on this year. You're doing a yearly list top 11.
Exactly.
Yes, but that...
But the list would never change if it's always the resume.
But my list changed.
Right.
And Embiid went from 1 to 8. Bryce went from 2 to 6. Like,
fair point.
Yeah, but my list changed. Like, that's how I want to do the list.
It just goes, because I love how callers, not about this list, but in general, like, oh, we should go get, you know, whenever there's a free agent on the market, we should go get him. He was good 12 years ago. Dude, you need him this year.
Yeah, but nobody's doing
that.
Nobody's doing that.
No, I mean, whenever there's a free agent on the market,
okay.
Everybody forgets that. The reason why nobody wants him is because he went to 3 different teams in 2 years. Not 3 years, 2 years. And nobody wanted him. They kicked him to the curb again. Like, oh, we could use him. Third wide receiver, we could use him. We don't need to throw to a third wide receiver. We can't even use – we need a pylon at the third wide receiver just so that, you know, they man him up.
All right. So, a little too much – thank you for the call, Nick, but a little too much criticism of the show during that. By the way, Ike, did you see this big news about your team, the Los Angeles Lakers?
What?
This is per Shams. This is enormous news, actually.
What is it?
The Buss family is entering an agreement to sell majority ownership of the Lakers to Mark Walter, the CEO and chairman of diversified holding company TWG Global, sources tell ESPN. Jeannie Buss will continue to serve as her role as governor after the sale. So basically selling to a Josh Harris type.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that? The Lakers, not owned by the Buss family, cashing out. LeBron finally drove. They finally had enough LeBron. He picked up his option, and they were like,
"Oh man,
we're out of here."
Well, you know what? I think they said the Laker or the Buss family is one of the few owners in the NBA, and maybe in all of sports ownership, that don't have any other business interest.
Right,
like
right,
the
right,
Lakers
right.
is yep. the whole family. Like that's their
yep.
that's their thing. So
that's like Mark Davis, right?
Who was Mark Davis?
The Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders. Yeah, the Raiders guy. Yeah. Yeah, so I, you know, it's not my team anymore.
I can't wait to see. Yeah, I know. I'm just messing with you. I can't wait to see where this number is.
Yeah. That's the guy that owns the Dodgers, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, the same guy owns the Dodgers?
It's that group.
Oh, so Magic.
Yeah.
Magic will not
I wonder if Magic is getting a piece of that.
Yeah, because he's part of the Dodgers. So my guess is...
Magic now snuck his way back in there.
After he tried to get Ben out there. Dude, Magic as the GM was
Magic
remarkable
as the GM was was not, well, he did get LeBron to come.
He did. That was all he did.
That's all he did, really.
And he was going to the Lakers no matter
yes.
what. My guess is, I'll ask around. My guess is like $14
billion. Ooh. Wow. That's what the Lakers, you think that's what they're?
That's my gut.
Wow.
It's a huge franchise. It's the number one franchise in the NBA from a money. They own their arena. Like, it's got to be.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, hell, you would know.
Yeah. I'll try to.
Man, Bus bought them for what, $67 million in 1979?
That's incredible.
I was going to say, did they pay that much?
That's what Shams said. Yeah. Okay. That felt like a high number.
That felt like a high number for yeah. what you said, 79?
Like $67 million in 1979.
The Sixers were 240 when Josh Harris bought them. 240
yeah, I remember
million.
That. Yeah, I remember that.
All right, Jack, what's coming up in the top 11 at 5?
Predicting next year's top 11.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Next year's top 11. Interesting. Based See on what that, criteria?
Yeah, we won't know. What?
Taking guesses. I don't know.
Yeah, all right. So next year's top
eye test.
Did you mail this in?
I think it's an interesting one. Predicting who's going to have a good year, how they're going to fall next year. Yeah, I think it's all right.
Right now, I'm not feeling it. I want to see how you present it.
I want to know where Jalen's going to be on his next year list. That's where I want to know. All right, that is coming up next. 205-592-9494. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.